13 minutes after 4 o'clock, second hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch, joined by Vinny Vegas himself, Mr. Matt Douglas.
Something like that.
He has made his triumphant return back to the greater Cleveland area after spending a good chunk of last week in Sin City.
Yeah, hanging out. Good time. Obviously, I didn't win my $5 million, or I probably would have stayed put.
Yeah, he could have won a lot more if he had listened to me when I told him to put a substantial chunk of change on Red 23.
But it was there. I just missed it.
It's all right. I'm actually giving Sean Dunnigan some of the credit on that also, because I think it was he initially who said you should put something on 23.
Yeah, it was either 23 or red, and then you said something about it, and unfortunately I didn't do it. Otherwise, I'd have been rich.
Yeah, well, you were on a mission. Speaking of missions, Moose's mission. We got to meet Moose.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Moose is in studio with us right now. He's hanging out. We've been told if you ask him if he wants to go swimming, he'll grin from ear to ear.
And he loves it.
He's very photogenic. And we've got Jenny McClear with us now from Moose's Mission. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having us here.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to watch Moose. I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would think that he was made for radio, but he's got such a cute face. He's got a face that's not made for radio.
I know. I wish everyone could see him right now. He's wagging his tail so hard. He loves being here. He loves people and interacting, and he's having a great time today.
Oh, there he is.
See, there he is. He's making his presence felt.
He's going to get his 2 cents in
here. See, I was hoping he would do that so we could technically say that Moose was on the radio. And we said we were going to talk to Moose, and we weren't lying. Now we had spoken to Moose, and Moose has spoken back. Well, Jenny, for those that don't know what Moose's Mission is, can you explain to the listening audience what you guys do and who you serve?
Yeah, absolutely. So Moose's Mission is a program that I started that gives materials for people of all ages to give back. It's really hands-on volunteering. We give the materials for them to make blankets and toys for animal shelters, for cats, for dogs. It's really an easy way to volunteer, and we just wanted to facilitate that for the community.
Now, you guys have an interesting story because this actually, you guys were in Chicago.
Yes.
And then you brought Moose from Chicago back to the Avon area. Now, Kyle is here also, but Kyle doesn't want to mess with the microphone. He's going to let you take care of that. So Kyle's from Avon, so he kind of came back home. He brought you with him.
Yes.
And Moose. And you were telling me before we came on the air that you were just overwhelmed by the amount of support that you guys have been given by this community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we were in Chicago, it was mainly, you know, young professionals in their late 20s, early 30s that would kind of get together, and we would have blanket making parties with mimosas. So it'd be like Sunday mornings, we'd all get together, we'd make these, we'd craft together. When we moved here, I was really nervous because I was like, I don't know anyone here. Who's going to want to do this with me? You know, and I posted in Avon in the Know, which is a Facebook group, and the amount of people that reached out to me, and then they tell their friends, and their friends tell their friends, and when they post about it, you know, one kid in a classroom volunteers, and then we get 10 from the same classroom trying to volunteer the next week. It's been amazing. We're going to hit 450 volunteers this month, and this is in 2 months, just word of mouth, or 3 months, I should say, just word of mouth from the Avon community. Nothing But Cakes had a Moose's Mission Day, which was great, and the community outreach is just amazing. How many people here want to give back?
Very cool stuff. Now, you guys, you make blankets for
blankets,
the dogs
yes.
that end up going to. You said you guys are involved with the Friendship APL. So you guys
Friendship
deal with
APL.
Greg Willing and Company over at Friendship?
Yeah, so we give to Friendship. We give to Lorain County Kennel. Every month we pick about 5 shelters. We're always going to include the Lorain County ones just because that's close to home for us. So we're always going to give to Friendship. We're always going to give to Lorain County Kennel. And then people suggest other shelters. We've been giving to Berea, you know, and different rescues as well. So Love a Stray Dog Division, Love a Stray Cat Division. We work with anyone who reaches out to us for blanket requests. We will give to them.
When you mentioned you had 450 volunteers, is that what the volunteers are doing or making those
blankets? We transformed our dining room into a supply room. So we have racks and racks of fleece. And Kyle, my husband, who's here, but he's not on the radio, he's shyer than I am. but he personally cuts every kit. So the fleece is pre-cut. We have, you know, about 50 people pick up every week. They pick up fleece and scissors, go home, make it themselves, and drop the made items back.
Wow, that's really cool.
So everything is handmade with love.
Kyle's on moose duty.
He is.
He's making sure that Moose doesn't say anything he shouldn't that gets picked up by one of the microphones here.
We don't have a delay button here, Moose, so keep it clean.
Making sure we're FCC compliant. We're talking with Jenny McClear here from Moose's Mission on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And this is a really cool story because you were giving us a glimpse as to how it's evolved. I mean, it really kind of started out as a hobby over some mimosas on Sunday morning.
Just me making them because I found out, that shelters don't get toys or blankets unless they're donated. So I was trying to figure out, how can I get as many toys as possible? And then I said, why don't I just make them? So we take all fleece strips. They're all made with leftover materials or materials we can get cheap. And, we can provide a toy that's sturdy. It can, pit bull resistant toy. Wow. We can make it for about 25 cents.
Wow. That's cool. Wow. Now, I want you to tell the story because, again, this is something you explained to me a few minutes before we turned the microphones on. It was primarily ladies who were involved with this process, but it just took one boy, right? One student. Then all
Absolutely.
Of a sudden, the males came out of they came out of everywhere and said, I want to be a part of this.
Absolutely. And guys would, secretly volunteer, but I'd say, can we put your photo up? Can we put your photo up? And they'd always be like, I don't know. I don't want to hold up this blanket. And it took one family. So thank you to the Downing family. You guys were the first ones to put a photo up with your son. And right after that week, we got over 20 guys requesting, middle schoolers, high schoolers, Eagle Scouts, Boy Scouts. People want to do this project, but all it took was one guy to post the photo up, and then it all just, waterfalls from there. And every time we put a photo up of a male volunteer, we get the next 2 days, it's primarily males who reach out that have just probably been, is this project for me? Can I help? Are there other guys who do it?
Sure. But you said you meant the toys and the blankets. How difficult is that process? Is it pretty simple for people to pick up?
It's absolutely super easy. We actually made it. A lot of people know the tie blankets with fleece. They're familiar with those.
That's a big thing when I was in college. Yeah,
yeah,
I got it.
We actually came up with, we didn't come up with it. I'm sure someone has said it before. But an easier way that's just looping. We have a video. It's 2 minutes. Right. And we've never, out of the 500 people that have volunteered with us, we've never had anyone have a problem. It's really easy. It's just cut and loop right through. It's really easy. There are kindergartners who do it, and there are 85-year-olds who do it. So
nice.
What kinds of groups do you deal with? I know you mentioned that Girl Scouts are a big part of it also. What kinds of groups do you guys deal with who volunteer?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have Daisies, which are, younger than Girl Scouts even. We have Girl Scouts. We have Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts. So all the scouting programs that want to earn, an animal shelter badge or an animal badge. We also have women's groups, so senior quilting groups. We have people at dialysis units, people who are going through chemo, want to do something with their time while they're there. We have just groups. We have, I was just telling you before this, there is a big group of, I think, 40 that are doing blanket and toy making during the Puppy Bowl on Super Bowl Day.
That's
so
awesome.
So just people who want to get together and give back, and it's anybody. And so, it doesn't have to be a group. It could be just, we have people who just pick up for their family.
So if the Super Bowl does not interest you, right, get in on the Puppy
Watch
Bowl.
Watch the Puppy Bowl.
Yeah. And so you guys make toys too, right? People have made toys. So when you're putting these toys together, I would imagine you've probably seen some pretty interesting ideas. Can you think of some that come to the top of your head that are a little more elaborate?
Like elaborate toys that people want to make? So there's one kind of braid roping that I can do that, I might have even, I'm lucky that I haven't lost friends over trying to teach them because I get so frustrated. I'm like, why can't you guys do this? It's so easy. And no one else has been able to do it except my friend Carrie. She can do it. She has a golden doodle too. So thanks, Carrie. But, we're having Eagle Scouts that are actually making toys with PVC pipes, ropes, tennis balls. Someone just donated a bunch of tennis balls, so they're going to be making some elaborate toys. And then, we have girls that love doing different types of braids, and it's all over the place.
You guys actually have a goal set out for 2018, correct?
Yes, but I think we might have to amend the goal to make it a lot, because we didn't think it would be this big, and it just keeps growing. So we've set out to do 1,000 blankets, 1,000 dog toys, 1,000 cat toys, all handmade with love. And right now we've had 80 go out to shelters so far, and we have about 100 finished blankets sitting in our dining room ready to go out this next week. So we're going to hit 200 blankets before the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Very cool stuff. What can you tell us about Moose?
Oh, Moose is, anyone who's met Moose and everyone who comes to pick up supplies loves Moose. Moose is ball obsessed. He loves his tennis ball, any balls he has. He loves playing. He loves running. He's a great swimmer. And he's just, he's coming over. He knows I'm talking about him. He came over. He wagged his tail to get some pets. He's just sweet. And I think it's great to have, you know, not only a mascot, but we do this and we bring him places and people interact with him. And they just realize how kind and loving dogs can be and how fun. And, you know, Moose puts a smile on everyone's face. So...
Sure, that's what part of this process is all about, putting a smile on the faces of the folks that get a chance to help out with this process, but also, you know, for the dogs that are at some of these kennels as well, what a big difference that makes to have
huge.
Some of these things.
And we got feedback at first because, you know, you go to the shelters and you're like, obviously it's a big difference. They're not on cold concrete. They're on a blanket, right?
Yeah.
But then it's like through this process, I've been doing this for a couple of years, we learned that a dog's personality completely changes when they feel safe. So what we like to say is putting a blanket in there isn't just a blanket to them. It's letting their true personality show so they can find the home that's right for them. And it psychologically changes a dog to have a comfort item with them. So it's great.
Yeah, I would imagine it does. And boy, you know, it seems like he's loving this studio right now. I mean, he's really...
Moose loves everything.
He's hamming it up in here. Yeah, he's really hamming it up in here. He's enjoying. He's hanging out by Douglas EC. He knows we're talking about him.
He knows we're talking about him.
So he's barking away. Yeah, I was just going to say, we'll have to get a fourth microphone in here, put that down there, let Moose go wild. That's good stuff. Well, Jenny, before we let you go, for our listeners out there right now who are wondering how they can get involved and help you get closer to reaching that new elevated goal before the end of 2018.
I know. We'd love to have every volunteer. If you want to meet Moose, if you want to make a blanket, please reach out. We're on Facebook. It's Moose's Mission, like the animal moose that's found in Alaska. you know, people always ask us, was it named after? We're like, it's a dog moose. It's not the animal moose. So find us on Facebook, Moose's Mission. We'd love to have you volunteer, or you can send me an email. It's Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, McClear, M-C, and then clear, C-L-E-A-R, at Gmail. We'd love to have you volunteer. Find us on Facebook.
And obviously it goes for a wonderful, wonderful cause here. You mentioned what a big difference that makes for the dogs that are in these kennels.
Absolutely. And it also makes a big difference on our volunteers being able to do something. A lot of people reach out and say, you know what, we never found a way for our kids to be able to make an impactful difference, and this is really teaching them compassion and kindness at a young age.
Plus, you get a chance to meet Moose.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Everyone
That's
should
the
meet
best
Moose.
Part. Yeah.
Yeah, see? He's loving this opportunity.
Oh, he's loving it.
Yeah, we'll have to have him back in here again because he's got a couple things he'd like to say.
Oh, yeah. We'll let you know when we celebrate the 1,000 blankets.
Nice.
Good stuff. Jenny, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you so
in.
Much
this was a lot
for having
of fun.
Us.
Absolutely. All right. We
Bye.
Need to step aside and take a quick break. Matt Douglas and I return after this on AM 930 WEOL.